Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this thing of Shut Up a Second. I'm Hayden. I'm joined by Cass.
He is.
I forgot the word for episode, but we made it. No one noticed. And we're also joined by Joel Dusha.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. And today we're talking holes.
Thank you so much for getting me in for this topic.
Your specialty.
Would you consider yourself a hole man?
I'm definitely not. Obviously, former host and former friend of this show.
What happened?
Jackson Bailey is the token hole man in my life. No one loves holes quite like he does, but...
Did? What happened?
He is dead.
The fans don't know this yet, but I did kill him with a shovel earlier today over a slight disagreement over, I don't know, when you should drink milk or something.
He was going, you should do it all the time! That's my Jackson impression. Pretty good, I think.
Milk and spaghetti is good for dinner.
It's like grown-up cereal.
You can drink it exactly out of the carton. It doesn't count.
It's good that I suck a drink down. I don't even taste it. It's good consistency. It feels good in my throat.
What you do is you put the straw at the back of your mouth and you huff.
You huff.
Yeah, just in case anyone hasn't heard how Jackson drinks, here's my quick impression. Good
Jackson,
milk.
Jackson takes a toddler's delight in every beverage he has.
The toddler's delight, yes.
Anyway, like holes. Do you have a top three, Hayden?
Top three holes?
Yeah.
Okay. The cola hole.
The cola hole.
Yeah, that's the hole in Russia. It's the deepest hole in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's a good hole.
The Pepsi hole, which is what I call my mouth. And then my butthole.
Yours?
Yes.
Wow, that's very
egotistical. So was the mouth in general? Oh, no, that your mouth.
No, my mouth.
Okay.
So one, the cola hole
in Russia. The biggest hole in the world.
Yep.
Two, the Pepsi hole, my mouth. Two, my butthole. It's cute.
You've got both sides of the tube that is you.
Of course. What was your top three?
Pussy, butthole, pussy.
Oh, I forgot about pussy. Shit. Ah, well. No, I stand by it. Cass?
Do you think you've got a cuter butthole than every pussy?
You know what? Yes. I'm not even joking. It's unreal down there.
Mouth was lucky to get second, I'm hearing.
Wait, mouth's number one. I mean, no, it's not. It's number two.
It's Pepsi hole.
I was saying
the cola hole.
Butthole was giving it stiff competition. I wasn't insulting mouth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Cass, top three holes.
Every mouth.
Every mouth.
Wait, okay. I don't know that was an option.
Oh,
yeah,
obviously. Do I have to get specific?
Well, I said you can pussy, do it. Butthole, pussy.
That was true. Did you say pussy twice?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Makes a list twice. It's a good hole.
Yeah, I would say, what did I say?
Every mouth.
Every mouth.
Yep.
When you hold hands with someone and your arms make a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only hold.
Oh, okay. You hold both arms like you spin around. Like in Toy Story when he's doing the thing with Woody and it's like, we're friends. What's the song?
You got a friend in me?
Yes, you got a friend.
I like your version instead. We're friends.
I went into that being like, yeah, I know that song. It's about friends. And then my cola hole betrayed me.
Your Pepsi hole!
Oh, shit.
It's like you're not even fucking listening to the episode.
I know. I'm out of it today. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
You ever dig a big hole, Joel?
Now I'm understanding why you brought me in for today's guest. Set me up for that joke.
There would be some languages where your name spelled would be pronounced hole. That's fun.
Hole?
I don't, sure, yeah. It'd be hell.
But then how would they say hole?
Hole.
Maybe she's right.
She got me there.
You ever dig a big hole?
I've worked on big holes in my time, yeah.
Yeah, give us a rundown of your big hole.
There's been a couple of times. There was one time where me and one of my childhood friends, because I moved house as a kid once, and we moved into like a pretty empty estate. So it was lots of like vacant blocks and stuff.
Okay.
That's cool for skateboarding.
I thought you meant like an abandoned manor or something.
No.
It's a vacant estate, yeah.
No, estate isn't like a housing estate.
Yeah, I figured
that. So like our house was fully formed.
Yeah.
And there was other houses around.
No, I figured it out. Yeah.
Just in case any of our listeners are as fucking stupid as you, I thought.
Hey, I figured it out after you said that's what it wasn't. So, you know.
But yeah, one day we found there was just like a block of land that construction had started on. And for some reason, there was just a shovel that they had accidentally left there.
That's your afternoon sorted.
Yeah.
How old were you? I'm assuming like 10, 11, maybe 13.
I'm going to say 16.
Certainly not 12. I don't know why.
No. I think 13 is bang on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's prime hole age.
Yeah. Mm. You've just discovered your love of the hole.
All right.
Same situation. Found an axe on a building site once. Almost took out my own eye accidentally.
Yeah. With an axe.
So the axe wasn't what caused it. It was because I hit a plant, like a chunk of wood.
Oh, and then
a splinter shot directly into my head.
Yeah,
of course.
You gotta put sunglasses on when you're smashing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better safety goggles, but mostly sunnies will do.
Yeah. You look cool when you do it then.
That looks badass.
Yeah, so.
How big was the hole you dug?
I think it was pretty big. It was big enough that they would have come back the next day and been like, what the fuck?
Who's digging this hole?
Did you get in it?
I think I stood in it and came up to, like, digging a deep hole is hard.
It's fucking hard. It takes forever.
Yeah, because you start digging in and then you're like, I need to make this so much wider so I can get in. Because eventually you have to be physically inside the hole
to keep digging.
So your hole
and
has
you need
to
a
start
lot of...
off huge.
Yeah, you gotta go wide.
The ground gets harder when you go deeper most of the time. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, for the love of the hole.
Might hit a gas line. That's a bit of fun.
Oh. That's good. Wow, digging
spices
this hole.
Spices up your hole.
Digging this hole's making is funny.
I did try and move a hole once. I really like the phrase moving a hole because it's just
shoveling.
Build
a hole and then...
Yeah, you just...
What hole were you moving?
It was a property that had been, like, leveled out a little bit, so there was a massive pile, so it was like an inverse hole, a mountain, if you will.
A mound, yep.
A mound, yeah. And so my job was to level it back out, which...
When was this?
Oh, this was, like, months ago.
Okay.
I was just moving a hole.
That was way more recent than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah. No, this was within the year.
Yeah.
Just had to try and shift all that dirt, move that hole. Really good stuff. I prefer... moving a mound to digging a hole.
Wait, because it's
loose. Unholing. Yeah, I mean, it had compacted in the rain. It had been out for like a year itself. So it was a big job. But
old mound.
Old mound.
Old mound.
But like, it was so satisfying to show, oh my God, I only listened to LMFAO while I did it.
Whoa.
And it made my day insane. But yeah, it was just like smashing.
Do they have enough material to listen to them for a whole day?
Yeah,
or are you
albums,
putting them
Party Rockin' and Sorry for Party Rockin'.
Yeah.
I put
and then
six
that
songs
weird
on
EP with... the first song that is gross, I think. What's the song? I remember being gross. Actually, what's the one with I'm in Miami, bitch?
It's called I'm in Miami, bitch.
Is that the EP? There's an EP.
No.
I feel like there's an EP and it's... Here's my memory of this.
Okay,
it's an EP, or maybe it's the single, and it had like a green cover, but it looked like it was drawn on paint and it looked like shit. And the song was gross. That's what I remember.
Gross as in offensive,
I remember it being. Or... I remember I heard it when I would have been 12, and I would have been, oh, this is a yucky song. But like, I was into it, but I knew it was yucky.
Okay, so they have two albums, Party Rock.
Yep.
Sorry for Party Rocking.
And what about the EP?
That
I made none.
Interesting.
Their debut was Party Rock.
What? No. What about I'm in Miami, bitch? Is that not them?
Yeah, that was from the first album.
Oh, okay.
I will say...
There were no singles?
Did you... What?
There were no singles?
No, it's...
Fucking hell. God damn.
Hey, I want you guys to know something. In 2009, yeah. You know how they had I'm in Miami, Bitch?
Yeah.
They released a compilation.
From that EP.
I just found this too.
They've released a compilation called I'm in Your City, Trick. Track one, I'm in Austin, Trick. Track two, I'm in Boise, Trick. Track three, I'm in Boston, Trick. It goes down to I'm in Las Vegas, Bitch.
How many
remix.
Tracks are there?
51.
Wow.
Every state.
So one
baby.
For every state and then an extra.
I mean, it's in the city, not the state, sorry.
Yeah, no, but there's. Okay. Yeah.
And all of them, so they're clean edits of the song, so they say Trick, not Bitch.
In all of them?
Except for the last seven. So LA, Miami, Diego, Las Vegas, the Bay, the Valley all get one. But then also. Miami and Las Vegas get a remix as
right.
well.
Right. Do they say Diego instead of San Diego so it could fit in? Because they couldn't go, I'm in San Diego, bitch.
Maybe.
I'm in Diego, bitch. Hey,
some of them look like they're not going to
fit. I mean, Trick, sorry. Oh, no, this one was Bitch. Sorry.
They do that in their live performances, too.
I'm in Sacktown, Trick.
Is Sacktown?
Sacktown?
Oh, that's
population,
gonna...
too.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna happen a lot, I reckon.
Where's Sacktown? Sacktown, USA. Doesn't need a state. It's a sovereign state? I don't know.
And also, the album's in alphabetical order.
Smart.
Yeah. I'm in Sacktown.
I'm in Sacktown. It doesn't even work. I'm in Sacktown, bitch.
I'm so excited to listen to these to figure out how they're fitting. Because some of them are only two syllables.
Mm, like Sacktown, that's what I mean, yeah.
And the A. I'm in the A, Trick, is one of the songs.
What's the A? What city is that?
We'll have to listen to the song.
Mm, I'm sure they explain it.
Okay, what about, the three of us, we get into a room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, done. Step one, done.
Yeah. Okay. Wait,
big tick.
What next?
Do we sit down and record a podcast?
Because I'm ready.
I've got great news about tick number two.
Okay, so actually, it's kind of like recording a podcast, but opposite. We start the compilation at Austin, and we don't leave until Las Vegas, the remix.
3 hours.
We listen to it?
The same whole thing.
In silence?
We can laugh when
because you
funny.
Said the opposite of a podcast, so I'm assuming it has
to
be in silence.
Okay, no, you're
right.
No,
or we have to record it with our brains.
We have to
memorize all the lyrics.
That should be pretty easy.
Because I wonder if they're changing any of the verse lyrics.
I would almost
What were the verse lyrics? Was it just drink all day, something, party all night, or fuck all night, or something horrible?
Whoa!
Sorry, guys.
Can you say that?
Lick all night, I bet. They're yucky boys.
No, they are yucky boys. They're just an uncle and his nephew.
Yeah, and then they became bitter rivals or something. Didn't one of them, Red Foo, betrayed Blue Sky?
Really?
You don't know this?
No.
Oh, so he like completely cut him off.
Did the
last tour without him. Like, didn't even say they were breaking up. He just like ditched him, stopped responding to his messages, didn't pay him, and just like stole his whole sound that they developed together.
Fuck.
The party rock sound, which to be fair, fairly original sound. you can hear an LMFAO song, although their influence, and then Sky Blue got no money. Well, probably got some money, but...
There's a lot of awful stories floating around about LMFAO, and if you can do your own research, and I will not be throwing them out there.
See, that's the worst one I've heard, but I wouldn't be surprised. I bet. I bet.
What,
they did a lot of
party
rocking.
Party rockers who had to apologize for party rockers?
Yeah.
They had to apologize.
they apologized.
Yeah, sorry for party rocking. Great apology.
Hey, thanks for the apology.
That was their third album they had to ditch.
Apology.
One time I dug a big hole.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got this idea
like
in my head.
You asked me about my hole so that you could tell us
about
your
hole. Yeah, you
didn't
ask me. Come on. Just common
hole
courtesy.
Hole.
Mm. But I got it in my head that I was going to dig a pond in our backyard, and it took forever. And I just found a bunch of weird shit in there, in the ground.
Like what?
I can't remember most of it, but the main thing I found...
Let me just say on behalf of the audience, great story.
No, the rest of it was boring shit, just a lot of toys, weirdly. But the best thing I found is a toy of a baby.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a hard toy. Like it wasn't, you know how some baby dolls have like joints and limbs you can move? This was just like a plastic mold.
Uh-huh.
And it was a baby holding hands with an even tinier baby. And the first baby would have been, what's that, like 5 centimeters maybe? And then it was holding hands with a baby that was like 2 centimeters and they were exactly the same baby.
Did you keep it?
I had it for ages. I don't know. Maybe I gave it to an op shop or something. something to continue the legacy of this freaky baby toy. But there was no writing on it or anything. There was no, like, copyright or brand or anything marked on it.
Buried in a backyard.
Just buried in a backyard. A hard toy of a baby holding hands with another baby. Yeah, and because, yeah, they're in the exact same position. So the big baby has his arm up, like it's ready to be held by another bigger baby. Oh, it was weird.
Imagine how much you would have lost your mind if you found
the bigger baby.
Well, I gave up on the pond. I reckon maybe I could have found it if I just kept trying.
Do you reckon maybe you were the second person to try a pond and there was like a longer line of babies found before you?
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Distracted someone from the pond. Like,
I got to
God,
the bottom.
You couldn't stop.
I don't think you get smaller than the baby that was at that baby.
Because sure
that
the
baby
person
was
before
tiny,
you
tiny.
I'm sure they thought that.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We have stickers and t-shirts now. They're available at sanspantsradio.com/shop. May I suggest the Get Shot by a Real Astronaut in hot pink? It goes with literally every outfit. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Do you guys want to hear some hole history?
I love the history of holes.
Well, I thought I'd talk about a famous hole. The hole in the head of Phineas Gage.
Hey!
Joel, you bring up Phineas Gage sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
It is
to bring
funny.
Up
a man that, in a tragic accident, had a railroad spike go straight through his brain.
Yeah.
Changed who he was.
Yeah.
Would change me too if I got a pole through my head. Mm. I'd be a cunt too.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
So, like, he changed for the worse?
Well, yes. In a word, yeah. So I thought I knew about this. For some reason, I got it in my head that he learned to play the piano after this.
No, you just became a
cunt. But I think I'm getting it confused with another head injury story.
Are you getting confused with Oasis when he got smacked in the head and learned to...
This
was
also
different.
Being
no, that was different. No, it was the... I think I got it
Liam
wrong when
got
I told
hit
the story.
In, okay, look. I can debase all, like, debunk all of these
okay,
things.
Great.
Okay, great.
Phineas Gage never learned how to play piano.
Okay.
Liam Gallagher didn't learn how to play piano because he got hit in the head with a hammer. He used to not like music, and then a rival school came to his school.
Mm-hmm.
He was, according to him, one of the cool guys, so they wanted to fight
sense.
Him, and one of the guys in the gang pulled out a hammer and hit him on the head.
Yeah,
gave him a
up.
Concussion. Woke up, and then Noel had been playing music that Liam was like, fuck you, music stinks, and was
mm-hmm.
like...
I'm too cool for music.
Yeah, it was like, hang on, what's this then?
No, this is all right. Maybe I'll become the best band in the world.
And then the piano thing, I think, comes from that joke of like, doctor, am I still going to be able to play the piano? And then they're like, of course. And they're like, well, I couldn't play it before.
That's
You're
from The Simpsons.
Miracle.
That's Dr. Zaius. That's upsetting that I've confused a joke by Troy McClure for real life.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Lucky I'm here to just help.
So thanks, Phineas man. Gage, you've got a whole gauge through his head?
Yeah. So I thought I knew a bit about the story, but I didn't really. So it wasn't a railroad spike. It was in the railroads, but it was a big, what do you got, metal stick. It was a tamping stick. So basically they were packing explosives. So he had these barrels of, like, I assume, like black powder or dynamite or whatever. You pack that in tight, and then it exploded. And I didn't realize it went all the way through his head and then landed, like, meters away.
Yeah.
So whole tamping. Have you guys used tamping sticks before?
Why would I have used a tamping
stick? I've used tamping sticks
No one's
before.
Used one since finished.
I've used a tamping stick.
Why? For what? What were you tamping?
Packing a hole.
Whoa,
and you're only just bringing this up?
I was putting fence posts in, but we weren't using concrete. We were doing the method where you like dig out all the dirt, put the pole in, and then tamp all the dirt around it in layers so that it's like as stiff as concrete, but you're only using dirt.
That's cool. Well, that's what he was doing, but with bombs.
It went straight through his head.
The doctors reckon, like modern scientists reckon, he probably didn't even lose consciousness.
Whoa! It went
so up through the bottom of his cheek, through his eye, out the top of his, like, where your frontal cortex would be.
Tamping sticks are as big as a person.
Yeah, they're big. They're big metal sticks.
Holy hell. And they're so thick at the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah, it obliterated his frontal lobe.
Yeah.
Which is where all your personality is.
Yeah.
Which is why he became a cunt.
Yeah, he became a big personality shift and just became a different guy. But another thing I found interesting is that there was no known photos of him until 2007.
Yeah.
When someone, they had a picture of him. Turns out, even this is after his accident. He's fucking hot as hell. So it's a picture of him and he's holding the tamping stick next to him.
Yeah.
And so this old couple had this photo for ages, had no idea what it was, assumed he was an old whaler because they thought it was a harpoon.
Oh my God.
They put their photo on Flickr in 2007. I don't know if you remember Flickr.
I remember Flickr.
Just where you put pictures and that's it, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, basically.
And a guy was like, a whaling expert was like, hey, that's not a harpoon. I don't know what it is, but it's not a harpoon. So they dug a bit deeper and some guy somehow found it, and it was like, huh, it's a guy with one eye holding a tamping rod, and they zoomed in on the picture, and they found out the picture, they couldn't make out it entirely, but the tamping rod has engraved through the head of Mr. PHI, and then it cuts off, so it obviously says, this went through the head of Phidias Gage. And they're like, hey, I reckon this is Phidias Gage.
That rules. Yeah. If something came out of me, I'd want to keep it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and get a cool photo with it.
Yeah.
Where you look way hotter than you should be.
Yeah, it's sick. I think one of my favorite quotes about Phidias Gage is people were like, how is he? And they were like, no longer Gage. They were just like, he's a different guy.
Apparently, so he stayed conscious, or they think he stayed conscious through the entire thing, but he was certainly conscious when he went to the doctor the same day. He said, here is business enough for you. Which I don't really understand what that means, but I think what he's saying is like, you got your work cut out for you, doc.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if here is business enough for you. I'm not sure if that's old-timey 1848 slang or if it's the language of a guy who just had a railroad spike through his head, because it doesn't quite.
Tamping rod,
my apologies. Doesn't seem to make sense for me. I don't know if that's a turn of phrase. Here is business enough for you. I don't know.
That sounds normal.
But yeah, it certainly sounds like it could be something. Maybe I thought about it too much.
And do you know what's awesome? They found a second photo of Phidias Gage in 2010.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the photo?
It says he's holding the same rod. That's the second
photo. It's just the same photo.
No.
It's not the same photo, but it's basically the same.
There's no other way to know that it's him, aside from how he looks. But
yeah, what? No, oh, nothing. I see what you're saying. It's like it's like part of him. It's his personality.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm looking at photos of a random guy, I'm like, that guy is sexy. Mm. But then if I'm like, hey, this guy's got a damping rod.
Apparently, everyone used to just assume he was dirty and a disheveled misfit, but he was actually a proud, well-dressed, and disarmingly handsome.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's handsome. I was disarmed by him.
He died at age
31.
36.
36.
What killed him?
It was the railroad spike through the head. He died of seizures at 36. So probably something to do with his brain exploding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd do it.
Mmm. Anyway, that's my whole history.
Yeah, that's a good hole.
Mm.
Phidias Gage's hole through the head is...
It is also interesting. Is it like nominative determinism that his last name is Hole and he got a hole in his head?
Yeah, like Emily Seebohm.
Who's
she's a swimmer, she's a swimmer, she's a swimmer.
Wait, what? Her name is Emily Seebohm?
Yeah, Seabomb.
That's a good name.
Or Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt, yeah, true. You think Seebohm would have joined the Navy?
Or being a cunt.
Women can actually do anything, so
Women can be cunts too.
Yeah.
Oh. You should quickly name, which women do you think are cunts, Hayden?
Well.
Digging his own hole.
Mm.
And I wanted to, my fact is about the coal of super deep borehole.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the hole.
Tell me about the hole. I only vaguely know it because it's Hayden's number one hole. And he's obviously very excited to hear about it because it's his number one hole.
Mm.
It's Russian.
Yep.
It is the result of a scientific drilling project.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they were just like, huh, how big of a hole do you reckon we can dig?
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
I love science like this. Like, how far can we dig?
Yeah, that was
it. How tall a building can we make?
Mm.
They were like, let's see how far we can go.
Mm.
How far do you reckon they got?
Well, I already said it early in the episode, so see if you can remember.
Did you?
Yep.
Ah, oh, damn.
What did you say?
Well, I won't say. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Mm.
But it rhymes with Schmevin Schmlilometers.
There is no way it's only 7 kilometers deep.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
How deep is it?
12,000 meters.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not.
12,000 meters makes it 12 kilometers.
Yes, it does.
No, it's not. This is my number one hole, okay?
Mm. Okay.
Cola hole. What's it called?
Cola hole. Cola borehole.
Yeah.
Cola super deep borehole.
Hmm.
What have you found?
You did get a lot of Phineas Gage facts wrong when you were retelling the story.
You know what? I think it's because I looked at a picture from 2007.
Oh, yeah, they kept going.
And right next to that, I don't know, okay. On reflection, I believe it was roughly 12 kilometers.
Well, 12,262 meters, so about 40,000 feet for our friends across the
Which is how high planes
hole.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. How wide is it? I think it's pretty thin.
That's funny.
Well,
what's the opposite of a chode? Because it's that hole.
It's 23 centimeters.
What?
Whoa, that's a thin hole.
Yeah, it's 9 inches.
Like spaghetti. That ratio is thinner than spaghetti. That'd be thinner. Is that thinner than a human hair? I bet it is, the ratio.
Mm.
The ratio.
23 centimeters to...
By,
Yeah, sure.
Someone who has a maths degree.
They'll know.
I reckon it'd be thinner. I reckon that's huge. Yeah, it has to be.
I'm going to start referring to the cola hole as Earth's urethra. Thoughts?
Mm. What comes out of there?
If we dig deep enough, we'll find out.
We'll hit piss eventually.
It hit the Earth's prostate.
Whoa.
That is what happens if you get far enough. Did you know?
Oh.
Did you know?
That makes me want to fucking... No, that can't be true.
It is true.
Fuck.
Sounding rocks.
A lot of people don't go that far, but if you do go that far, you hit the prostate. And for some people, that's great.
That makes I feel like I'm going to cry. Oh, fuck.
You can cry.
If you don't know what's being discussed right now, listeners, I strongly recommend Googling sounding.
Don't do it,
Google image search.
Trust
press
me.
Enter.
Don't image.
Yeah, I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah, I'm feeling lucky. You're a visual learner.
Do they still have that? Is that still a function on Google?
Of course.
Really?
What?
I'm Seems very lucky. Old world internet, the
it
I'm feeling
feel...
lucky button.
I think surely you
just
keep
take
it.
Me to the first one.
That's what I'm feeling lucky.
I know, that's what I mean. I don't know why. I don't know why I said it like that. It was confusing. It's late. It's so late in the night to be doing a podcast. It's 8:30 p.m.
They had to stop the borehole because they got to a hard rock.
Oh, that would be brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually kind of amazing they got 12 k's deep without hitting a big rock. They must have hit lots of small rocks.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I reckon you're probably right.
Shut up.
That's rude to say to your podcast guest. You invited me here.
Yeah.
After finding about this hole, has it changed your rankings of top three holes? Or is this like now pushing like top five, maybe top 10 territory?
It's definitely in top 10. Mm-hmm. So they stopped in 1989 because the drill became stuck in a rock.
Oh, stuck.
Yeah. So I don't know if it meant that the drill got broken. They were like, I'm not going to make a new one.
Well, yeah, it's a 12-kilometer long... Drill
that
bit,
was in
I'm
1989,
assuming.
You said. So they would have kept digging since then.
Open, crack it back open.
I don't know.
But wasn't the hole that you saw the 7 kilometer mishap from 2007?
I think I saw the number 7 and then I got confused.
They did go to 7 kilometers and then they were like, we can go further.
That's true. They did eventually. Yeah. I wasn't wrong. It is sort of 7 kilometers deep.
What do you mean it's sort of?
Well, I mean it goes past. It includes 7 kilometers.
So are you 3 foot tall?
In a way, yes. Okay. If there's a 3 foot hole, I'll fill it up, and you know that's something.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
They started digging this hole in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hole was active from 1970 to 1983.
It's an active hole.
Then it was active again in 1984.
Brought
then
it back.
1985 to 1992, and then it closed in 1995.
God damn. So it must be a 12-kilometer drill bit they just keep adding to, right?
It must be.
Huh. That's a lot of metal.
12 kilometers of metal.
That's fucked up. How do you get the rocks out of there from 12 k's down?
What do you mean?
It must be one of those picky-up drills.
Oh, yes, the picky, like a corkscrew. Not a corkscrew.
Have you ever done one of those to, like, drill a hole for a tree? I've done what? So many holidays.
What the hell are you talking about? Why are you living in like 1800s, like an 1800s foreman or something?
I was doing
these
tree planting.
Weird old worldy like, tools.
Yeah, so it's like a big... I got a routine going with a friend and we figured out how to both use it so we could board
What are you
some
even
clay.
Talking about? What's happening?
I was planting trees.
Yeah, but what's the machine you're talking about?
So it's like, imagine a saw that's a circle.
Like a circular saw? That was not a joke. Like the power tool?
Oh, sorry. No. It's a ring. My mistake.
Okay. So, and the saw tooth is on the inside?
On the outside. So the...
Was it for digging holes?
This is for digging holes.
Okay.
So imagine a circle with a stick coming out of the circle.
I'm there.
So that circle at the bottom.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of... Okay. Okay,
no, don't abandon it. Keep going.
Think of a tamping rod.
Uh-huh.
And the circle at the bottom of the tamping rod is hollow. So the aim is that you use this hole.
Uh-huh, keep going.
This is going to be infuriating to listen to.
Okay,
I feel like we've been explaining this for 15 years.
Okay. Imagine.
Don't start again.
I'm starting again. Imagine.
Yeah.
A wine glass.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Invert the wine glass.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going to go. Okay.
You know how you've seen people online cut cake by sticking a wine glass into cake?
No. Yeah, that one hasn't hit my algorithm yet, Cass.
To ignore what I've said about the wine glass.
Well, like to cut like cupcakes sort of style.
So if you've got a big cake, some people will just grab a glass of wine, stick the wine glass into the cake so that when you lift the wine glass upright, you've got a glass full of cake.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you just cut a slice?
Because people are
idiots. Looks good for weddings, I bet. Especially if it's got layers, maybe.
It means you don't have to dirty a knife.
But you're dirtying it. That's why.
I don't do it. Yeah. I don't think it's good.
That's not why they do it.
It looks horrendous because all the icing gets at the bottom of the cup when you eat. Oh my god, it's awful. Anyway, I thought that would be a point of reference. I guess it isn't.
Thank God we're using 15 wine glasses, so we don't have to wash one knife.
I hate it. Oh my god, I think it's awful. Anyway,
also objectively. Cleaning a plate, much easier than a glass.
Oh, yeah. Wine glass, it's got the bowl at the bottom. Anyway, so you've got an upside down wine glass.
And it's like thinner at the top than you.
Okay, upside down wine glass.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'm there.
The...
lip of the
How
glass?
Are you still explaining this thing?
The lip of the glass?
The lip of the glass.
Uh-huh.
That's solid. And on the
I don't like you've thrown solid into the mix because that implies the bottom of it.
Do you mean solid? Because it's already solid. Do you mean solid as in it's closed?
It's closed.
Like there's a lid on the wine glass and it's upside down.
No. Okay. Okay.
How can that not be it?
Upside down wine glass. Yuck. It's metal now.
Okay. It's a goblet. We're a goblet. Yeah.
The goblet is upside down. Let's put it upside down on the ground. All right?
Okay.
The rim that is touching the ground has spikes in it, much like a circular saw would have that they're sticking into the ground.
Uh-huh. Sticking into the ground?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Where the bowl part of the wine glass is, instead of being completely metal, it is like sticks leading out so that you can see the ground from the top, right?
Okay.
There's holes in where the bulb is,
uh-huh.
So it's all still connected.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's like two strips of metal.
Yep.
It's like...
An X.
Like an X, if you put it inside of a giant wine glass.
Yep. The metal pole, metal.
Yep.
Where we'd have the base of the wine glass, you've got... A handle, like what you'd have on top of a pogo stick.
Okay, yeah.
You stick this into the ground, and then you and a friend start twisting it like a pogo stick, and because the metal spikes at the bottom are circular saw shaped, they start digging in.
Cool.
You will eventually get further deep enough into the ground that the little wine glass section is filled up.
Okay, yeah.
With dirt.
Wait,
and then,
it fills up?
Yeah, because you're boring.
Oh, it pulls the dirt out somehow.
Yeah, and then what you do is you pull it out.
Yep.
This whole thing is stuck in, and then there is a little tamp inside it, which you like slam down on top, and it pushes all the dirt out.
Do you have like a big tube of dirt sometimes?
Yes.
That's satisfying.
Do you know what's awesome? After this explanation, I realize I have used this before.
I actually think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like when I was in school at some point, they were like, hey, let's go plant some trees.
Cool.
Use this thing to dig a big hole.
Fuck yeah.
How good's digging holes?
Oh, yeah.
I watched a guy plant 1,440 trees in a day. That was like
you
one.
Didn't help?
I did. What? It was like. Yeah, I was sitting there watching it in real life.
You're doing good, buddy.
Cool glass of lemonade.
Pretty good. I'm going to have a sleep now. But yeah. Anyway, that was pretty good. That was a boring story. And on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel.
Joel, thanks for joining us. Thumb Cramps is a podcast.
Yeah, we're just yelling podcast.
Thumb Cramps.
Plumbing the Death Star.
Basal Speculation.
How Good's Footy.
I think that's all of them.
Eye Cramps.
That's a, that's behind the paywall.
Paywalls. Don't worry about the paywall stuff.
No, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't get it.
Listeners, if you haven't heard me on Shut Up a Second before and you're like, this guy sounds all right, check out the full podcast, which is Yelds.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for having me, especially for Holes. I feel like this was like a...
It was calling you.
Like, it's like a topic that people would have been just clamoring to be all over.
But, yeah. You know, as I say, every hole's a Joel.
Every hole's a Joel.
Mm. Mm. Makes you think.
I'm thinking a lot.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.